Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
So the Stones opened their tour Friday night in Chicago. There were no problems, and there were really not many surprises, other than Keith's hair. Apparently, Keith now has gone from white hair to brown hair. He's going the other direction with his hair. It was all white, and now he's got brown hair happening over there.
And Charlie has a nice blue tint to it.
Ronnie Wood did an
interview. And not like old people blue, like rave blue.
Ronnie did an interview the other day, and he said they asked him about Mick and his surgery and all that. And he said the doctors said that they'd never operated on an athlete at 75 before. He said we had a really good laugh about that one. But he said of Mick, he's just so fit, he sets aside 3 hours a day to do exercise.
And I set aside three packs of cigarettes to smoke every day, says Ronnie.
Are you 3 hours a day?
I bet he does an hour or more in the morning and an hour or more in the afternoon to keep up like what he's doing. Look at him working out. He's on the television right now. Look at him doing that thing. He's dancing all around.
But at 75, I don't... Three hours of exercise a day?
I'm telling you, I'm not to brag on my dad, but I swear, he'll be 77 in July, and he is up every morning, and he kicking ass, working bags on, humping 60-pound bags of concrete around, and 4x4 posts, and 4x6 beams and stuff, climbing up and down. He's 77.
Well, Ronnie Wood's idea of exercise is probably... walking, going up a flight of stairs or something like that. So, I don't know the key that Mick
just
is doing.
Breaking a sweat probably makes Ronnie dizzy.
Yeah, Mick's not doing 3 hours on the treadmill and
I bet he does an hour and a half in the morning, and I bet he does it. He's probably got, if he's got three doctors on tour with him, he's probably got two or three personal trainers and dietitians and everything. That's all he focuses on.
Ronnie says that here's how they got the news from Mick. He said he called us up to his room and he said, I got to do this now. He said he felt about the surgery. He said he felt real bad about it. And the guys told him, nah, I don't feel bad about it. Just get it done and get back in the game. And so
the set list looked pretty good back from Friday night.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, is in a medically induced coma. She got hospitalized in Hawaii on Saturday. According to TMZ, she was having some breathing issues. She's been struggling with throat cancer for a number of years now. She was in remission, but then last November, the cancer returned. Did you hear about the Playboy playmate who got busted for meth possession? This is, let's see, what year was she? I think it was September 2008. 31-year-old Valerie Mason arrested for meth possession in Louisiana. She and two others were riding in a vehicle that got pulled over Friday night for a broken brake light, and they got hauled away. I guess they found the meth in a container in the passenger door panel. And the Willendas did their thing last night on ABC.
If you could stay up late enough to watch it.
And they walked across Times Square, 25 stories up on that high wire.
Have liked to seen it, but it was an hour and 40 minutes worth of fluff, it seemed like. And I don't know how long it took them to walk across the thing, but I couldn't watch the fluff. I mean, down there, some girl, I'm taking selfies and put it on Instagram, and here's your hashtag, and we'll be back to you in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I saw, over and over.
Well, and I guess that, at least on the East Coast, I don't know how it worked on the West Coast, but people are complaining on the East Coast because... the way they programmed that show, these guys walked across, they did their high wire thing, and then the network had to go. They were out of time. It was 11 o'clock in the East. They had to go to the news. So there was no post interview with the Willendas. Were you scared to, I guess there was one point when Nick Willenda felt like he was losing his balancing pole as he was crossing over with his sister there, and she was like kneeling down, or he was kneeling, or whatever, but they couldn't get to that because they ran out of time. But they made it across, and now Nick Willenda saying an active volcano is next. That's it. That's the trash.